Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback. Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback. Gotcha, gotcha. Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback.
God.
Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback.
Can I tell you, as somebody that heard you do that in their car, it's so annoying.
It was like 15 times.
I mean, I can't say a lot because, you know, I overslept, but but I was like, oh my God, being in the car and hearing it is even worse than being in the studio.
Can I explain the thinking on that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everywhere. It was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, when this thing broke, it was everywhere. So I thought, you know, we're being pounded over the head. So my deal is to walk in this morning and just pound you over the head with this.
Got it. Okay? All right. Yeah.
That's why this. Yeah.
Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback. Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
And it goes on and on.
Spadil 20 times today.
Spadil thinks it's funny.
I love it.
Okay. He loves it. Yeah. He loves it.
You're the only one.
Well, you are the great judger of comedy.
She didn't mean that. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just telling you. I know you laughed, but she didn't really mean it. I don't think. All right, before we get back to Bo Nix, okay, BMW, that's a big deal. And the two biggest stories right now in Denver, Colorado,
a lot going on
are
here.
Sports station or sports things, right?
Wait, why did you play that and then go to BMW?
Because it's bigger right now.
Oh, okay.
It's bigger this morning because they're teeing off. Like in 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let me get to that report first, and then we'll go back to Bo Nix.
All right.
You guys mentioned it. Over 100,000
people. Well, we didn't mention it. Let's mention it. Over 100,000 people are going to be down at the tournament.
Wait, they said 30,000 2 days ago.
For the whole weekend.
The entire weekend.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Converge down here in Castle Pines Golf Club over the weekend, over the next 4 days of the tournament. So even if you're not coming out to the golf course, I want to let you know, major traffic impact. They are going to shut down Happy Canyon in between essentially I-25 and Santa Fe. And they're saying expect some really heavy traffic on I-25 down here in the Castle Pines, Castle Rock areas. So give yourself plenty of extra time. Even those ride shares are going to drop folks off way out at those parking lots that are, again, about a mile and a half away from the course. And I do want to talk to you guys about those first tee times, because they moved them up because of that expected weather this afternoon that's coming in, those storms. So you mentioned gates open at 7 a.m. First, golfers are teeing off just after 7:20 this morning. You guys, we've got the two best golfers in the world right now. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, of course, both major winners this season. They're teeing off in the same group just after 9 o'clock this morning. So we've got 50 of the best golfers in the world. They've been preparing for this tournament for over a year.
Yeah.
That was good.
So if you live, so you have to exit at Happy Canyon, you're not going to be happy.
Well, you can't go on Happy Canyon unless you have credentials.
Right.
Or you live there.
Yeah, they've shut her down, haven't they?
Yeah. So that's how you get into the gates there if you live in Castle Pines Village. Yeah. So you either have to live there or have credentials.
So you're going tomorrow and Sunday?
No, we've decided just to go on Sunday.
On Sunday. Yeah. That's the best day to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's too much to go Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, because if you go tomorrow, your crowds are not going to be as big. Okay, if you go on Sunday, you're going to have a lot of crowds. And as he said in that report there, these shuttle buses, you have to park a mile and a half away from the
tournament. Well, I went by there yesterday, and so it's off of Santa Fe. There's a humongous farm, basically. It's a open field, and it's an old farm, and everybody's parking there. And then they put you on a really nice luxury bus, and then they drive you across Daniels Park into the village.
I wonder how much the person that owns that farm was paid.
I wondered that too.
Can you imagine? Because I mean, you've got to put on a multi-million dollar golf tournament. You gotta have this farm.
Yeah,
gotta have it. Mm-hmm. So if you're the farmer, you're thinking,
I know, right? Yeah.
You wealthy ass golfers. Okay. You know, I'll move my cows to the side.
Yeah, and it's huge. I mean, this lot is gigantic. gigantic.
Yeah.
There's thousands of cars in there.
Good for them.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
All right, back to Bo Nix.
Wait, but I got to tell you something. Finish up here. So last night, I get this in our group chat. I get this random text from one of the girls. I won't say who it is. But she sends a picture with a Douglas County Sheriff, Darren Weekly, right? And he's with Peyton Manning at the Pro-Am yesterday.
I saw that.
And so she sends it, and she goes, "Oh my God, I had no idea Darren Weekly, the sheriff, is so hot." And I'm like, that's my pretend boyfriend. I mean, because he's happily married and his wife's very nice and all that, yeah. You know? And she's like, "No, seriously, I had no idea he's so freaking hot." And she's like, "And in a uniform." Yeah.
Somebody posted a picture and said two sheriffs.
So I posted it because I was like, what has happened to my girlfriends? Like, she's happily married with four kids, and she's sending us at 8 o'clock at night, like, "Oh my God, he's so hot." And so then I was like, yeah, I mean, he is a looker. And then I'm like, oh my God, now I'm creepy. Yeah. But everybody thinks our sheriff at Douglas County is like smoking hot. He is, and he actually
nice guy
is.
Too.
He is very nice guy. Yeah.
Now, did you see Peyton Manning's tee shot yesterday?
I did not.
He when his first tee shot.
Oh yeah, like went 12 feet.
Oh, it went into the woods.
He buffed it.
Yeah,
He biffed it. He topped it.
A biff?
Is it biff?
No, I don't think it's biff.
Whiff?
No, he biffed it.
Shanked it.
He whiffed it.
I feel like you can say biff.
Yeah. No, it's whiff.
Yeah, biff.
I think you can say biff.
It's biff.
Biff is a thing.
I biffed it?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yep.
Yeah. I've heard of whiffed it.
No, he biffed it.
You barely hit it. Yeah, Peyton Manning, you look terrible.
I know, that poor guy.
Then he turned around to the audience and said, "Anybody see where that went?" No. Yep, right there.
Yeah, poor
right
guy.
There. All right, first of all, Bo Nix. Bo Nix has been named the starter for the Denver Broncos. People are extremely excited about it. He's the first rookie since Elway to start an opening season game for the Broncos. Here's Bo talking about the appointment.
Really?
Hello, Bo. Bo.
Really?
Bo. Bo. Bo.
Bo knows.
Bo, where are you, Bo? Bo.
Well, it'd be a special moment, and, you know, obviously that's, you know, great to share with such a great player like John Elway, but definitely want to consider going out there and doing whatever I can do ultimately for the team. Doesn't matter when, you know, your first start is. Doesn't matter if you have to wait or if you go right now. You just want to get out there and get the first win and ultimately compete at a high level and give your team the best chance possible. And so that's what my goal is at the beginning, is just to give our team the best chance to go out there and win games every week.
Good answer.
And I'm telling you, they are like, he and his wife, they are like hot.
Yeah.
They're going to be like the hot couple. Remember like Pecker.
Yeah. Eric Pecker.
Eric Pecker. Yeah. And his
and
wife.
Jesse James.
And yeah, they were like the hot couple. Now these two are smoking.
I hope he does great, too. You know, I'd hate to see him go out there first game and stink it up.
Is her name Izzy?
Yeah, Izzy Nix.
Oh, they have such cute names together, Bo and Izzy. Oh my God, I love it.
Izzy Nix?
Izzy Nix.
Izzy Nix and Bo?
That sounds like a snack. Gotta pick up a bag of Izzy Nix. Doesn't it? Sounds like a snack. Yeah. Snack or something, all right? All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
First of all, I...
Hold on, one more line.
By the way... Go. That Shaboozy. Do you see who he's dating?
No.
He's dating that Emily Ratajkowski girl. You don't rah, 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 that girl.
Wait, who?
We got the big girl. That's his girlfriend now.
Jesus Jugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That what's her name? Emily
Ratajkowski.
Emily Ratajkowski. That's her new beau.
Wow.
Shaboozy.
Who knew?
Yeah, but she's bragging about that to friends.
I bet she is.
Dating Shaboozy.
All right.
I want to apologize to you because when you came through the door this morning, Jamie, I laid a lot of the burden of my life on you.
You sure did. Sure did. I don't tell you my problems.
No, you're supposed to say things like, you know, it's okay, Beach, I'm a friend. Oh. Anytime you want to talk, just let me know. And
no, because it actually is really irritating. I'll tell you what's mostly irritating about you, okay? Is that when you're sick or something like that, I Google it, I help you, I try to find you a doctor, I like do everything. When something's going on with me, you literally ignore it.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's a one-way street.
It is so.
One-way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beep, beep.
Yep.
One way.
Yep. It's
BJ.
All. It's all BJ. Yeah.
All right. Let's continue down that street, okay? Because here's my problem. Okay.
You do have actually huge problems right now.
I do have a little bit of a problem.
Your wife is going through a midlife crisis.
Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
It sounds like it.
Is she 40 yet?
Yes.
Okay. You don't know?
You don't know? maybe not.
I had to add it up.
Because I think it's that, like, when you hit 40, you're like, you know, is this all there is? And so you start wanting to, like, do big adventures and stuff.
So last night, she says, first of all, the first thing she said was the RV.
Right.
That come spring, we're getting an RV. We're going camping.
Oh, yeah.
Spadell, stop. This is serious between Jamie and I, if you don't mind.
It's a lot of money.
We're getting an RV.
Right, they start at like $250.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going camping. We're not going to get one of those that you pull behind the vehicle, anything like that. We're getting one with a, you drive it.
You drive it, but then you have to pull a car behind it.
And if you don't want to go camping, then Frog and I will go and just leave you at home.
Oh. She's gonna drive
going to
drive a huge.
We're going.
Okay.
And I sat there. And I didn't say anything, Jamie. I didn't say, oh, that's stupid. I didn't, you know, you don't want to do that because it starts a fight, right?
Yeah.
So I did the whole pacifying, you know, like, okay, well, we'll decide, you know. I just let it go because a lot of times, you know, much like me or you when it comes to working out, we talk a good game.
We do.
Okay.
We do, yeah.
And I feel like she's.
I bought weights.
Exactly. Exactly. And where are they?
They're collecting right on that dust.
Collecting dust.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this phase goes away.
Yeah, it's just a phase.
But if it doesn't, I tell you, man, this is going to be my downfall.
Okay.
It is. Because I don't want to go camping. I don't want to.
It's not about camping is fun. And I want your son to have that experience. I camped my entire life. Our parents even just left us there all summer long. Because they went to work and left us there out at the campgrounds. Yeah. So camping is everything. And I think it's really great for kids. My concern is you driving a huge rig is not exactly what I see you doing. Because you can't see in the back.
And that's a big thing to handle. Like, you got to take turns extremely wide.
What do you mean you can't see in the back?
Like, you can't see behind you.
Yeah, it's not like
behind the vehicle.
Mirror. Yeah, there's no rear view mirror.
There's probably a camera.
Big mirrors.
They probably have a camera now nowadays, but back in the day, they did not.
Yeah.
Most likely, they have cameras. But now you also have to buy a small car to tow behind it.
You do?
Yeah. Because if it breaks down or whatever, you have to have a little small car. Well, and if you guys want to go on adventures, wherever you go camping from, you can't take that rig anywhere.
You can't go off-roading in that RV.
Well, not off-roading. I just meant if there's anything around that you want to go
see.
Grocery
store. Yeah. You have to drive 20 miles back. Yeah. You don't want to fire up tear down the camp.
Right.
When you can take a vehicle back.
And the last thing that I remember is you borrowed Tony's camper and you didn't know how to set it up and you actually broke it.
We had a little problem with that one.
Yeah.
But with this one, it's not as much of a setup, I think, because it's motorized. You know, it's got its own little motor in there.
You drive it?
Yeah, I think you just wind some stabilizers down and you're all good. I think. I don't know. I'd have to look that up on YouTube.
Uh-huh. But I think it has a different braking system.
Yeah. My point is this, though, Jamie.
So I don't know if you know how to brake.
I feel like that camping and buying a motorhome is a fad. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's an expensive fad.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a phase you're going through, and you really have to think it out. You don't just come home one day, sit down on the couch, grab your phone, and start looking at motorhomes.
Well, you guys did that, right? Last night,
exactly,
she started looking at them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just sat there. I didn't say no. I didn't say yes. I didn't say anything. I just listened. Oh, that looks nice.
Well, the other problem is that with camping in Colorado, I know with Carrie, our friend, she is on the phone or on the internet, like as soon as these places go open in the spring to make reservations. She doesn't even know if she has the day off or not, but she just tries to make the reservation as fast as she can because they fill up.
It's a hassle, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the other thing is, like, where are you going to put it?
I'd figure a Walmart parking lot. I love those.
That's not really camping.
You can actually see them in Walmart parking lots. People camp there, you know? That's a perfect place. If you need something, just run inside.
So you have to make reservations. So I know you're not really good at that, like when they open up and when you guys have to start making them. The other thing is then you have to store it.
Yeah, I got it.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's storage.
Because you can't park it at the house,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, crap.
So there's storage fees, too. It's really expensive. Why don't you guys do this? You know those ones that say, like, Camping America?
Cruising USA.
That's it.
Yes.
Why don't you guys just rent one of those a few times and see if you like it?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go out and rent one.
It's a little starter RV.
And they're smaller. I mean, they're not quite as,
easier to drive.
Well, no, you would want to rent the size you're going to thinking about buying.
I don't think they rent those.
No,
I think you can rent those.
Probably. I guess you could.
Yeah, you could.
Big that's going to be really expensive.
Yeah,
that's
the Class A motorhomes, right?
The insurance on that's going to be crazy.
And think about if you crash it, how much that's going to
cost. Boy, I love the support I'm getting this morning and here in the studio. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah.
Where did this come from? I mean, did she grow up camping?
I have no idea.
Did she grow up camping?
Some, yeah. But nothing like what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I know of. But
it is a great experience for kids. I mean, I love that kids go camping. I really do. I think it's like, it was the best part of my childhood.
Here's the problem, Jamie, okay? Here's what I see from my side of it, okay? 2 weeks ago, we were in Florida. And all of a sudden, we're gung-ho and ready to talk to a realtor about buying a place in Florida. Last night, there's two things came up. One is the RV. Okay, motorhome, hit the road. All right, the second thing was buying a condo in the mountains.
Really?
Somewhere up in Breckenridge or something like that. And that's on the plate, too.
What is going on?
I don't know what's going on. It's either a midlife crisis, like you're calling it, or she just can't wait to get away from me.
No, but she's doing different things, like, you know, model clay? What was she doing? Like pottery.
Yeah, pottery.
And she wants a motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh, and she wants a motorcycle. Yeah, motorcycle.
You guys are going to have to get an RV that can tow your motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
I think I know what's going on. Did she win the lotto? And you just
don't know? No. Like, she came in with some money.
Yeah, because everything she's talking about is money.
That's why she's talking to me. BJ Lottery over here. Sign a new deal. Everybody thinks you're rich.
Well, that's rich. Right. Because we signed new deals.
Yeah, it's time to spend. I'm getting angry. I gotta take a break.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man. My back hurts. I sound like BJ.
Why does your back hurt?
Because I mowed for 2.5 hours yesterday.
Oh, no kidding.
Ugh. I mean, even though it's a riding lawnmower,
mm-hmm.
2.5. What was that?
Down by the river, weren't you?
It needs better shocks, I think.
Yeah, it's rough when you're riding that thing. Bouncing around.
Oh my God, my boobs were even bouncing. I felt like a creep. I was like, boing, 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 boing.
Do you have video? No, I like to see people mow. I'm into mowing.
I'll put it on OnlyFans.
Yeah,
mowing.
I think they have that category on there.
Yeah, they probably do. Oh, my God. Carrie Underwood will once again star in the show open for NBC's Sunday Night Football for the 12th consecutive season, beginning September 8th on NBC Peacock.
By the way, you just mentioned the whole lawnmower thing.
Yeah.
There's a woman. I think she's out of Phoenix, Arizona. I got to pull up the video for you. She does baseball betting picks.
Yeah.
And she does it by walking down the road with her phone held out here and her boobs bouncing. And she makes her picks. I swear. You were talking about being on the mower and you bounce. It is the most bizarre thing. And people, she's got like million followers.
T-Math Sports.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's her Instagram account.
Well, you knew exactly, didn't you? Dude, you never miss a good bounce, do you?
No, no. No, not at all.
So you're saying I could get millions of viewers if I film myself mowing?
Yes.
With my boob bouncing?
I think you could.
You might want to add a few like football picks to it. You know?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, you're mowing. You're bouncing.
Oh, Broncos. My gosh, your boobs really go.
Broncos are going to win by 3 this weekend. Go ahead and take them on the money line.
You know
line.
What? Maybe you should get on the lawnmower. That was hot.
She does. She makes her baseball picks, doesn't she?
Wow. Yeah, all sorts of sports bets. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have like a
it's
thing.
Weird.
Just being me on the lawnmower.
I feel like the mowing thing could be its own thing. Dudes who are just really into mowing lawns, and then they want to see boobs too.
Yeah, you got 2 customers right here.
Right there. Yeah.
I will. Let me show you something. Whatever reason. So I kept like, I don't know what was happening yesterday when I was out there at the cabin, but I kept seeing like different spots that I'd missed. So I'd go over and I'd start mowing them. You guys, the lines are so horrible on my mowing because I'd be like, oh, I missed a little spot over there. So I'd take my mower and go over that way. Because it's 5 acres, right? So I'm like,
so you got vertical, horizontal,
and it's all, it's the worst mowing you've ever seen. Like, it looks horrible.
I mean, but it's out at the cabin, so it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this, you're onto something there, because I don't have OCD, but when it comes to mowing, I do.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
And if I see a blade of grass, if I'm mowing and I've already mowed that spot over there,
and I
see a blade of grass that's sticking up that I missed, I gotta go get it.
Yeah,
it
that's what I did.
It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened. I'm like, oh, I missed a little spot over there.
And it can be one blade, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I'll take a break and run over there and mow it.
So stupid, isn't it?
It's dumb.
All right, let's see. Oh, by the way, people are wanting to know who's the bouncy boob lady again.
Taylor Mathis, T-Math Sports.
So
T-Math Sports is her Instagram.
All right,
It's not like really vulgar or anything.
No.
I mean, it's not like X-rated
or
anything.
She's wearing like pretty modest clothes. She just has like really big boobs.
Yeah, she does. She bounces, and she's a nice looking lady.
Yeah.
I pick her picks sometimes.
Men are so weird.
I take her picks. She's pretty decent at it. And even if you lose, it's a good time.
I can't believe that you follow her.
I don't. It just shows up on my feed.
Really?
I bet
algorithms.
Yeah.
Algorithms.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I put my algorithm on bouncy. So anything bouncy, I get it.
Oh, my God. This is good news. This is kind of cool. So Front Range Community College just received $50,000 from Metallica. This is the second year in a row. I guess Metallica gives different money to different colleges for some kind of scholarship or whatever. So Front Range Community College right here in Colorado just got $50,000 grant from Metallica.
Good for them.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Janet Jackson has officially announced her Las Vegas residency. Didn't she do one already? Because I know I saw her.
I don't know.
Alina and I saw her on Easter Sunday one day. She had little bunny ears on. And she did that whole, Michael.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a residency. Maybe it was just a concert
doing. I don't know.
Because they're saying this is her first.
Oh,
I don't
it is?
Know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson announced plans for a residency at Resorts World Theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. Tickets will be available for purchase starting next Wednesday. And so I still haven't been to that Resorts World.
Yeah, me either. I was out in Vegas.
Huge.
Yeah.
And you can definitely get lost. It is so massive.
Because we went to F1, but I don't think we went there.
No. It's directly across from Circus Circus.
Yep.
Oh, it is? Oh, it's that way then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. The other story that I wanted to tell you is that Suri, you know, she officially dropped Cruise as her last name. Hmm. Tom Cruise, you know, that's her daughter.
Yeah, well, he was a bad dad.
He's a horrible dad.
He didn't even see her for years, right?
Yeah, he hasn't seen her at all. Yeah. By the way, he doesn't pay that much in child support for what he makes. He only pays $400,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not a lot for him.
Don't you think that's like nothing? For him.
$400,000 a year, every year.
Yeah. Till she's 18.
Yeah, no, yeah, that seems low.
And then I think she's just turned 18, so now, I know, right?
Yeah, I feel like I paid that.
Yeah, it says he's worth $600 million.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
$600 million and he only pays $400,000 for a kid.
The drop in the bucket for him.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That is just not fair. Anyway, she's off to Carnegie Mellon College, and he didn't even help move her in. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he's a bad dad.
He's a horrible dad.
Good actor, but bad dad.
I mean, for you to choose your religion over your child is really sad, in my opinion. The Weeknd, that's coming. He's got to change his name.
Who, Weeknd?
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to live stream his concert on YouTube. He's going to be in Brazil, and he's going to live stream the whole thing. He said his decision to broadcast his entire show online was motivated by a desire to come to every city and town on Earth.
Well, he was really hot there for a while. Is he still real big? Because there for a while, I mean, I remember he did that Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it was terrible. That was a terrible halftime show.
It made you sick.
Yeah, with all the mirrors.
Yeah, yeah, and all the motion.
But it was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, so he had to do what he could. I mean,
couldn't have a bunch of people on stage, so you had to have mirrors to make it look like a lot of people are on stage.
No. Wasn't it during the pandemic?
It was.
Yeah. It was like a whole thing. All right. John Legend is being slammed over his Let's Go Crazy tribute performance at the DNC. People are saying it's an insult. People said, who the hell decided that John Legend was the perfect pick to perform Let's Go Crazy? I don't want to hear John Legend ever sing a Prince song again.
Woo.
Why do they choose John Legend to perform Prince songs? Have some respect. Somebody else said, Prince is turning over in his grave right now. Here's a little bit of it. And you said he was at a piano. That's
why he was playing his piano. So I saw a portion of it. It wasn't very good at all.
It was bad.
In fact, the audio that we just played right there sounds better than what I saw last night.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you watched it live, it didn't look good at all. I think he could have done another Prince song, and it might have been okay, like Purple Rain, because it's slower, piano, all that.
It's just not his vibe.
Yeah.
And then finally, we made the top 10 most fun states in America.
We are?
Yes.
We're fun.
Colorado's fun. It says that these states ranked as the most fun states in the United States after calculating the results based on weather, restaurants, nightlife, and accessibility. Here's the top 10. We made number 5.
We did?
Yep. Florida, number 1. California, number 2. Nevada, number 3. New York, number 4. And Colorado, number 5.
All right. Let me think about this. Okay. Number 1 is what? Florida. Florida, yeah, Florida's pretty fun.
Yeah,
a lot of water down there, man. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Who's number 2?
California.
Yeah, we're going to go through all 5 if you don't mind. Number 2, California. I'd say no.
I'd say yes.
I would say, California?
Yeah, I was in California with my son because he's going to college there. I loved it.
All right, California works.
I love every minute. I mean, if you go to Monterey, don't think about L.A. Think about Monterey, all those. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
San Diego is pretty nice, too.
Yeah. That is
all right, let's go with number 3. What's number 3?
Nevada. Always a great time.
Vegas.
Right? And then also Havasu.
Yeah.
It's
hard
a good
to beat
place.
Vegas.
All
right, number 4?
New York.
What a turd. We beat New York. We're better than New York, aren't we?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I've had fun in New York, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
I think we're 4.
And then 5 is Colorado.
Yeah. Who's the absolute
worst? And you
know
what? You're going to love Colorado once you get an RV. Because you're going to be like real Colorado.
Yeah, explore.
Yeah.
Explore Colorado.
Yeah.
BJ.
Yeah. I mean, you won't get to golf anymore, but you are going to love the mountains.
All right. So what?
And you're going to love how the RV goes like this when you go up to the mountains. Because it can't shift gears, right?
You're breaking down every 5 minutes.
I'm not getting an RV. Who's the absolute least fun state there is?
Mississippi.
I agree. Yeah. I've never been to Mississippi.
Never.
You haven't?
No.
I have, yeah.
It's at least fun.
But it's kind of sweaty.
I can see it being real sweaty.
Yeah, it's really sweaty.
Mississippi's
that's sweaty. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up here on the program in about 15 minutes. We have tickets to see Kane Brown.
Hang on. BJ and Jamie.
I just mentioned the Kane Brown tickets we have coming up here in about 15 minutes. Did you see that list yesterday that about 4 or 5 people have won $1,000?
I know.
Odyssey Summer Download?
I heard it was 5, but then Spadell ruined it and said, no, it's only 4.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works. I just know that you download it.
Like, why did you do that for?
Yeah. Yeah, just leave it alone, man. I just said somewhere around 5. Okay, leave it at 5. You don't have to come back and go, actually, it's only 3. just don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's early. It's
play
early.
Along, man. Yeah. Play along.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, the hype, man.
Hype,
yeah.
Man. BJ, hype. People are winning, though.
That is true. That's awesome.
Yeah, $100,000. Give it away. $1,000 here and there. We got an email yesterday of 2 winners here in town.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So just download the app, right?
All right. I was going to mention something here, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
It was probably your Bo Nix. You're very high on Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is going to be the starting quarterback. I think a lot of people are, though. This thing was everywhere yesterday.
But you are, like, losing your mind. You're so excited.
No, I wasn't really a Bo Nix fan.
I know, but now you are. Now you seem like
I'm a Bronco fan.
Yes.
I believe the Broncos are going to be a good team. I think they're going to make the playoffs this year. I think they're going to be good. I said that up front, but I didn't think Bo Nix would be the starter. I thought it might be Zach Wilson, but
what?
All good.
Oh, you got laughs.
What? I was just laughing at him thinking Zach Wilson could be a starter in the NFL. That's hilarious.
He is a joke.
Yeah.
Well, you both said that the Broncos are going to suck big time.
And I said they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Right.
I think they'll do better than they did last year.
Okay.
Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah. Wow, a lot going on. All of a sudden, it's 2-on-1.
So why do we hate Zach Brown?
Yeah, why do we hate Zach?
Zach Wilson?
Zach Brown.
I mean, as a person, he's Zach really Brown. Fine, but as a player, he's awful. Yeah. He's a really bad quarterback.
He's not a bad quarterback.
I would rather have Tim Tebow than Zach Brown.
Shut
That's
how
me bad too.
I would too, without a doubt.
Yeah, now you're talking my language.
I'd actually rather have Russell Wilson back than Zach Wilson.
Same.
Really? Really?
Hey, you. Guess what I'm doing today?
What?
I'm taking Steve Weed to Bud's Bar.
You are?
I am. He's never been.
Why?
That's going to be an experience.
I know, right?
Why are you going, though?
Because just for the Yeah, because I like him.
Oh, I like
him
too. I'm just saying. I didn't know if there was something like an occasion.
No, there's no
occasion. Like a birthday
occasion.
Something like that.
No, just because, you know, he hasn't worked there in a while. So I was like, hey, let's go. He's never been.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think he's going to like it. I told him to wear some overalls.
Yeah, he's got to dress the part.
I'm excited for him to go.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good match. I don't know. I just don't see Steve Weed sitting down at Bud's Bar.
And talking to Chet and Billy.
No, I don't, Jamie. I don't. Well, have fun today.
Okay.
All right.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.